Now we have arrived at the Greater Refuge Temple at 2081 Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Boulevard on 124th Street. This church was many things before it was a church. Built in 1889, this building was the West End Theater, then the Harlem Casino during the mid-1890s, and later a Lowe's Vaudeville and a movie theater. Bishop Robert Lawson founded the Refuge Church of Christ in 1919 after the members of a local prayer band in Harlem welcomed him into the community and requested Lawson to take over their meetings. Lawson ultimately developed a large following and grew the congregation tremendously. Lawson was a leading figure in an influential Pentecostal organization at a time when Pentecostal churches were rare, especially in Manhattan. Not only was Lawson a bishop, but also a natural entrepreneur. He founded a chain of funeral homes, a seminary, a radio station, and a magazine, all of which contributed to the growth of the Greater Refuge Temple. As a civil rights leader, Lawson was one of three pastors to speak at the March of Washington right next to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Lawson also founded the Barger Street Colony, also known as the Emmanuel Inn, which was a 300-acre summer resort for African Americans in Putnam Valley in 1927. By the early 1930s, busloads of people, perhaps several hundred for a summer weekend, mostly from Lawson's Harlem Church, would make the trip from the city to Putnam Valley to unwind and socialize. The following and community that Lawson developed through the Emmanuel Inn directly contributed to the growth of this church. In fact, the church relocated to two addresses before finding its permanent home on 124th Street where we're standing today. It began as the Refuge Church of Christ at its first location, 56 East 131st Street, and continued to expand rapidly and outgrow its 131st Street location. The church then moved to its second location at 5256 133rd Street. Lawson quickly grew the congregation further by developing a loyal following of parishioners and soon outgrew the 133rd Street location. At its height, the enterprise on 133rd Street contained a grocery store, a bookstore, record and radio shop, and daycare. In the basement of the church was a complete printing office where many tracts, booklets, and songs were published. It wasn't until 1945 that the current location on 124th Street was purchased, and by 1961, a new pastor came to town and immediately launched a building fund program for the great task of renovating the church. In 1966, the church changed the name to Greater Refuge Temple. The Refuge Temple in Harlem was the hub of Lawson's evangelicalistic efforts in the Northeast, which ultimately grew into the Church of Our Lord Jesus Christ, or Cool JC. Lawson's field work took him up and down the East Coast, throughout the West Indies, and as far as West Africa, where Lawson appointed missionaries to carry on the church's spiritual work. By the time Lawson died on June 30, 1961, the membership at his headquarters, Greater Refuge Temple, had grown over to 3,000 members. Lawson's Harlem church is still thriving more than 45 years after his death. Lawson was quoted as saying, "Let me live in the house by the side of the road and be a friend to man," which describes his life and dedication to the church community perfectly. Now let's get to this incredible architecture we see. The building was scooped out and turned into something resembling a Lincoln Center concert hall by architect Kostas Makarides in 1966. He designed the building with swooping white curves, domes, and a multicolored facade. He plays with the idea of arches, which are part of the vernacular of temples. The colored facade resembles a flag with a bold modernist cross, and the canopy is an extrusion of ellipses, so beautiful. If you think about how evangelical sermons on television has become a form of theater, it seems perfect that the temple should have taken over a former casino, as noted before. A little bit of background for you on the architect Makarides. He was a founding member of the preservationist group Algonquin, the Action Group for Better Architecture in New York. Formed in the early 60s to stop the demolition of the old Penn Station, the group picketed, wrote indignant letters, and argued, but to no avail. Makarides always believed in historic preservation. Penn Station is gone, but his best-known buildings survive in varying states. This includes the TV-shaped Calhoun School on West End Avenue, and of course the Greater Refuge Temple here on 124th and 7th Avenue.